doesn't matter. He's the boyfriend of one of your friends, and as long as they're attached, you're kind of attached to him. Unless you don't want
to
be her.
No, actually, friend. Last time I saw her, he ditched her to go play magic with his other friends. That's... Oh, by the way, are those socks that are under that chair yours by any chance, Ash?
Oh, I might have left.
Oh my gosh! Because they've been there for like 3 weeks, and I thought they were my roommates, and I looked at them today and was like, I bet those are Ash's.
Yes. They are my socks.
How the heck did you leave your socks here?
She took them off. I was here really late at night.
And you just took them off and decided to walk on barefoot?
No, I think you had sandals that day.
I think I had sandals.
So she walked over to James.
And then I walked over to James's house. He helped you set up your computer?
That's so sweet!
Okay.
No, the point was, we went to New York City. And it was okay going. Like, Peter and I went up, and I drove my family's van, because there's my friend and her boyfriend who goes to Pace, which is by NYU. And then we have a third friend who goes to NYU as well. So I was like, well, I'm going to get Kathy. Kathy's like, I'm not going to go without Josh, because I promised I'd go home with him. And I was like, well, if I'm going all that way anyway, I might as well just get Emily, too, because she's, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't actually know where she lives, because I told her that she should just come meet us, because she could take the subway instead of driving around more in New York City.
It's a heck of a place to try to drive in.
It really was. I think I've learned my lesson.
I mean, there's city driving and there's New York and LA driving.
Except at NJ Transit.
Yeah. Well, it was because...
Are you advising her to take the subway?
Uh-huh.
Sure as light out.
No, it's not. It's not New York subway. It's, it was NJ Transit.
Oh, okay.
It's entirely different and perfectly safe.
I don't necessarily go.
Oh, it is. It is.
I mean, I've never had a problem, but...
I don't know anyone else who's ever had a problem either.
But then I don't think I've ever known it. I've never known anyone that's had a problem in New York City. I've known people who've had problems in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where? What kind of problems?
A friend of mine got mugged.
Really?
Yeah.
Like on the L?
In, like 30th Street Station.
In 30th
Street Station?
Yeah.
Like on the L?
It was late. I don't know, actually, now. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it must have been in the L, because
she didn't,
that just couldn't happen.
In 30th Street sounds
in
a little crazy.
In 30th Street's defense, she's not necessarily the kind of person who... What's the best way to put it? She doesn't think, is this a good idea before she does something?
Yeah.
And if someone's going to hassle her, she doesn't just go, they're an asshole. She's like, fuck you, I'm going to start a fight.
Are you trying to insinuate your friend brought this on herself?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she probably could have been more aware of her surroundings.
Okay.
Or...
So she does not have the street smarts that would possibly
prevent... No, it's not that she doesn't have street smarts. She chooses not to... Like, she's had fights with homeless people.
So she actively chooses to enter...
Like, she wanted to go take pictures at, like, Love Park something. Jesus. And she... found this box to prop her camera up on, and this homeless guy was like, you stole my box! And, like, she got in a fight with this homeless guy over a cardboard box. I'm like, even if it wasn't his cardboard box, just give him the damn box. Like, it's not worth it.
Maybe she thought it was. People pick odd fights on odd things.
That's really intense.
Yeah, she's an interesting person. She's a very, very intense person. I like her. She's very cool.
Wait, is this May, or
no,
this is
somebody
May.
Else.
This is somebody else.
I haven't talked to her a long time.
Wow.
Last time I talked to her was at a party. She was like, you have to come to my house for my party, and we got there at like 4 in the morning.
Yes.
And most of the people who were still there were on the floor, passed out. Except, we did get to the party at 4 in the morning, and it was their housewarming party, so there were, like, 2 kegs. So the people who were still there at 4 in the morning...
Yeah, probably done out.
Yeah. That was interesting.
And you did this in NYC over spring break?
No, this was, like, a long time ago. Okay. That was in Philadelphia. No, anyway, the point was, went to New York City, a bus tried to take the mirror off of my van. There were, like, 2 cops right there, and they're like, yep. Mm-hmm. I'm like...
Yeah, this is NYC. I think they have more important things to worry about than your...
Well, they were just, like, hanging out. They weren't doing anything.
Well, they're getting ready to do something. They're like cats. They're, you know, pounce. They're ready to pounce.
You right? Look like a drunk dealer.
Yeah, you know, or, you know, they get a murder call and they got to jump in their car and sprint out. They can't be an extra 20 steps away trying to help some little old girl help.
Well, it wasn't bad. My car didn't get hurt, so that was all right. Well, then I ran two red lights because
they come get you. Then
no, actually, it wasn't till later that I had to talk to them. My friends are smarted. The directions they gave me to get to my friend's apartment were like, go till you get to Holland Tunnel, come out of the Holland Tunnel, and you want to go down this street towards Manhattan. I'm like, you know the name of that street? No. And then you want to keep going till you get to like this bowl, and then you want to turn right, and then you'll go down for a little while, and then you'll turn right again.
Should have asked them for their address. And
well, I did, except they didn't tell me how to spell the names of their streets. So I wasn't able to find them, because Greenwich apparently doesn't have a T in New York City. Like, I called them back and was like, spell your street name for me. And they did, and they lied to me, because they don't know my name.
I think you need new friends.
Right, they do know where they live, yes. They just don't know where they live in relation to the rest of anything. I shouldn't have expected anything from them, though. This is the person that it took, like, 3 years of knowing me and hanging out with me to be able to drive to my house without directions.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think this goes back to my statement that you need new friends. But that's okay. You don't get to choose your friends sometimes. You just kind of get stuck with them.
Well, there was no other way to get the computer, is what it came down to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so those were the people that you were taking your computer from?
Yes.
So that was the entire... You went to New York City to get a computer?
Or I'm with my friends.
Oh, okay. Your friends. We do not know the direction.
She went to NYC to get a computer. Her friends just happened to be in the same place as the computer.
Well, if I didn't...
Her lie to you. Fibbing will get you nowhere
it's
in this company.
It's not a lie.
It is a lie.
I wouldn't have gone to New York City just to get a computer. No, I wouldn't have.
Her mouth is curling at the sides. Right there! She laughed. It's a lie. She was going there to get a computer, and her friends happened to be there. I can respect that, okay? It's not like it's a bad thing. She needed the computer for various projects, school-related and otherwise. She had to get it done.
And it is a nice computer.
Yeah, there was no other way it was going to happen. She'd already discussed mailing. That wasn't going to happen.
No,
she
that
didn't,
wasn't.
If she
anything
didn't,
that required my friend to make effort
wasn't
going to
happen. See? So it was either now or never. There's nothing. But don't be ashamed of the truth.
How much did you pay for it?
$1,000.
It's not bad at all.
Well, the monitor's mine. Because she was going to give me... See, that was a whole other thing. She was going to give me the monitor, but then
yeah.
She was like, well, my mom wants to keep this one. I'm going to give you another one from my house. So we get to her... I'm like, that's cool. That's fine. I'm like, your mom bought the computer originally.
Wait,
like,
so
she's going to call the shots. They're from, like, where I live at home. It was just that she was...
You actually volunteer for the Philadelphia Folk Festival?
Yeah, I do.
My mother's one of the people who runs it. She's on the Inner Circle Committee.
Is she on the Volunteers Committee?
Years. She used to do volunteers. She used to run grounds, but she doesn't run it anymore. Now she does media relations.
Oh, cool. I would love, like, oh.
Do you volunteer there every year?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I haven't actually this past year because I went to orientation here. I don't know why, but I went to orientation. This coming year I'm going to be on the security committee.
Really?
So that is exciting to me. This year and the year before that, I was on the volunteers committee.
Nice.
Which is nice. It's just, you know, it's extremely bureaucratic and it's a big waste of time.
Yeah.
So
it's a huge event these days. It's not small anymore. Sorry to change from your story.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know something about... Oh, yeah. What's this about, like, cheetah hair? What?
Oh, chinchilla hair. Chinchilla hair.
Oh, chinchilla
hair.
All right. The difference between cheetah and chinchilla hair.
I knew that sounded wrong, but I wasn't sure.
So, my friend also, besides living in a den of filth when I got there, I was like, my God, I have guy friends who I thought were disgusting and you've outdone them.
This is a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nasty.
She got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay,
go ahead. Her tumor boyfriend.
Oh, that's right. This is the
yes.
same one? Right?
Yeah.
Tumor boy. Oh, she is the one who lives in New York.
Yes.
Did they move there together?
Well, he goes to a different university.
Where'd so she go? Moved...
She was there first.
Can I eat one of these?
Yes.
Do they taste good?
Yes.
The heck was that noise for?
They're like... Not Altoids.
Did you think they were...
Altoids, they say Altoids, Evan.
Well then, what do you think they are?
Acid.
No. Why don't you read the subheading?
Nitrous oxide, no.
You don't get crazy on some nitrous, huh? I knew it was going to be that kind of party. Jeez.
No, we had, like, tangerine stuff.
Yeah.
Curiously strong.
Yeah. Aren't they curiously strong?
To begin with, but then you sort of get used to it as your mouth burns and dies and you salivate to no end.
So it's kind of like sex with the same person. At first it's really, really cool, and after a while it's kind of like, eh.
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to see if the analogy was apt. You can disagree.
I think men feel that way more than women.
You think?
Really?
I think it's because men like things that are different, and women are like, it works. Let's keep it that way.
Actually, I totally disagree.
Really?
The only reason why is because normally it turns into, and this is just I have no experience.
Personality.
I have no experience in this matter. Maybe it's personality. And I know lots of guys who said, yeah, my girlfriend just doesn't like sex anymore. And with me, because she says it's the same thing over and over again, and it's no fun. Me, I'm happy. I get what I need out of it. Namely, you know, I get rid of some excess seminal fluid, but, you know, I have a good time doing it. But she wants to be romantic or do this or do that. I think
doesn't he try then? Why didn't he try?
I don't. The individual in question did try.
Okay, that's good for him.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe that's
did it
just,
work?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
They're still together. I'm friends with both of them. That's why I can, you know, state things like this, because both of them kind of confide in me.
Well, then that's
good. I don't
want any more of these. Yeah. These are horrible. I don't want any from them. You're sucking them down like a crap.
They're great. Oh, wait. It's not what they are. Not nitrous or acid. They're crack.
Oh, they're
that's
crack.
Why I like them. Okay.
Nice. Smoking that chronic. Jesus.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't want to think that, like, you know, things can sour out of boredom.
I think that relationships change and that people change regardless, so...
That's true.
I guess so. You know, you really need to change your desktop background.
Well, what's wrong with that?
One at a time. It's ugly.
No, it's... Oh, it's so ugly.
Why is it... It's an open field with blue, cloudy skies.
It's not real. How many different kinds of clouds there are in one thing? There's not that many kinds of clouds in real life.
Well, there are. They're just never in the sky.
Well, yeah, they're never in the sky at the same time. But who cares? It's so pretty to look at. Why do you have to dissect it with your little scientific nonsense?
I don't have scientific nonsense.
You're talking about how it can't be real because there's clouds in it never occur at the same time.
Well, she's right.
It doesn't matter. It's scientific nonsense.
I'm a humanities major. Thank you very much.
Bah.
Well, actually, cognitive science.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe that, it's in H&S.
You're a social science. You're a quasi-science. You're a wannabe science.
Yeah, I'm definitely a wannabe scientist. Because that's what all linguists are.
Do you think I'll ever need online help for Mulberry?
Well, considering you've already had a few problems.
No, it's not Mulberry that's the problem. It's Windows that should be shut.
Do you feel confident in your ability to handle Mulberry?
Yeah.
Oh, Mulberry's so ugly. What are you doing? You download SSH. Secure SSH. Mulberry's... You.
Do that too.
I just wanted to say that I thought the most powerful argument she made out of all of that was the ooh. And as soon as I heard that, I would have changed it immediately.
No, but it's like, you know, it looks like Outlook Express.
Yes.
So it's ugly.
Okay.
Secure SSH is just like secure. And nice and stuff.
Like, I knew a guy and he used to go out and I ran into a couple times. So I'm like, dude. Like, I never see you down here. Like, do you have class down here? And I just, like, never ran into you. He's like, no. I'm like, well, what you doing? He's like, you know. I'm like, by yourself? Outside? He's like, finally he admitted that he would go to this, like, he had, like, 7 places he would go during the day so that he could see this one girl who he would never talk to. And I'm like, she's gonna notice at some point and be like, he never talked to her. He never, like, hung out and was just, like,
it's very intimidating sometimes.
He's crazy.
How do you know he's crazy? He's scared of
girls.
No,
I knew him. He was crazy.
Okay, if you actually had long conversations with him, that's fine. I'll allow you to pass judgments on his mental health then.
Hey, but didn't we have a long conversation with this guy in the car?
Yeah.
No.
No. As you first off, what you described was not a conversation. What you described was a horrific time that you had to be subjected to.
I should tell you about New York City because it's entertaining.
Oh, did you go to New York City?
Yeah.
All
right.
Oh yeah, I want to hear all about your break.
Well, on Friday, my friend who used to have the computer had in like December been like, I'll sell you the computer. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. How am I going to get it since it's in New York City and I'm going to Pittsburgh? She's like, well, I'll give it to my mom to, is it okay? Okay. I'll give it to my mom and she'll bring it home when she drops me off and then you can get it like next time you come home, which of course she didn't do.
Yeah.
So I was finally like, are you going to sell me the computer or not? She's like, yeah. I don't know how you'll get it, though, because I'm not going to carry it home on the train. I'm like, it's what her boyfriend for? Make him work. Yeah, her boyfriend's a cancer.
Whoa! All right, go ahead.
Wait, her boyfriend's a cancer? What?
Who needs to be lanced. I know him. I've known them both for
years. I don't
care.
This is, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. I'm sickened. Go ahead. Go ahead. This blatant disregard for men's feelings.
No, it's not men. It's her boyfriend.
Well, you didn't say. You phrased it as in, you have a boyfriend. Get to be using him. Like, you got a girlfriend. Get to beating her. Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
You would hate this guy, just so you know. A lot.
Well, that I will admit that if I did actually meet these people, I would be far more open to your...
Like, I've
discussion.
Known him for about 4 years, and I've had one truly positive experience with him.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
We played magic cards. I actually beat him, and I thought he was going to be a salty asshole, but he was actually, like, I get...
Wait, is this the one who's, like, the lump on the girl? No. I know you were telling me this, about like, her tumor? Or...
Yes.
This is the one? This is the same one? Okay.
Yes.
Describe this individual as a tumor.
Well, her boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying. Her boyfriend is a tumor. Jesus Christ. You have to call him breast cancer next time you see him or something like that. Hey, cancer, how you doing?
Well, it was originally from someone who was like, oh my god, there's always attached at the hip, so.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, but I don't know. So everyone likes her more than him, which is why.
Well, at least the people that I'm friends with, because we were friends with her. We're never really friends with him.
That's always a problem when you have relationships, though, because you have to find someone who your friends like, too.
Well, he never tried. Like, she would try and take him out. Well, she'd be like, I want to go hang out with my friends instead of just your friends. And he'd be like, I want to come, too. And then he'd sit there and he'd sulk or be, like, an asshole. Yeah. Or he wouldn't talk at all.
Yeah.
And if he did talk, he would revolve the conversation all around himself and video games, because that's all he does.
Yeah.
Was this the one who was like, is this the one?
You understand?
I can empathize. I happen to have a video game playing problem myself, and from time to time, if I do it for too long, interacting with others can be challenging. So.
Wait, so what about, like, would you rather play video games or hang out with your girlfriend?
She'd be like,
I assuming
this is the one.
Pussy. And he'd be like,
well, yes, then video games. Yes, yeah. Then he's failing his manly duties. I agree completely.
Then it's like, that's wrong.
Now, I haven't asked him for his point of view on this. I never will. It just seems like the kind of thing.
Oh yeah, we never want to know what he thought about the matter. I mean,
no,
God,
no,
that
no,
wouldn't get us
he,
closer
no.
to the truth at all.
If I asked him, like any kind of semi okay cultivated.
Yes.
Would pretend that it's okay,
yes.
would be ruined.
Ah. So you would rather live in the...
So you think I'm mean? You thought I was nice before, and I decided
I'm mean. I know you do well now. Now I've sat here over a period of many hours, enjoyed many nice conversations with you, and you're obviously
nice
a very mean, crass, callous individual. You have no care, no empathy for the world at large.
That's not true.
It's so true. I'm going to get you a sticker or something.
A sticker? What's he gonna say?
I love hating you, see? Or hating you makes me all warm inside, you know? Something like that. Something that shows that she does have love and compassion in her heart, but only towards those she can pick upon and beat up verbally, you know? She's kind of like
when they're not there.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Or when they are there, she can squeeze them.
No.
But...
No, she doesn't.
With joy.
It's obvious passive-aggressive disassociation. She sits there and she casts aspersions on these people whenever they're not around. And whenever she sees them face-to-face, what does she do? Hi!
Oh. Hello.
Doesn't say anything else after that. And if she does, there's a sharp edge to it. It's kind of like giving everyone a backhand whenever you talk to them.
You know, I was complaining about these people, too. Does that mean that... I'm evil too, or is she just a bad influence on me?
I think your soul is still up for grabs. I have come to save it. I have come to rescue you from the charlatan over here who will lead you into the pits of damnation. Don't worry, my dear. Just trust in me.
Damn.
See, that's what it is. Look, she gets more play than I do, for crying out loud. My goodness.
She does.
The evil racket is better.
She has a boyfriend.
I was discussing this with a friend of mine over the weekend. Girls like assholes better. I'm giving up.
No, wait. Of course she gets more play than you do. She has a boyfriend.
That's true. And he's many, many, many miles away. But regardless, I'm going with the asshole act now. I've given up on the good white knight act. I'm going black.
Really? You know our ninja suit?
I'm going to start slapping and pimping out women. I'm going to start being mean and ornery.
I'm dating a nice guy.
And he's obviously not nice then.
No, he is. He helped her set up her computer. Oh, come on.
Then you'll scar his heart and leave him within a year.
Well, not.
You will.
Well, not.
Will. You'll find some mean guy you think is sexier and more exciting. That's what it is. It's the forbidden fruit. It's the grass is always greener on the other side. It drives the weak to always...
I think you're just repeating age-old...
I think I'm bitter.
Yeah.
I think I'm horribly bitter.
I think you're bitter, too. I think that you should grow out your beard, and then you would be less bitter.
Why? Then I look like a big omelet.
Well, that's what my boyfriend is like, and I like it.
Just because you think guys with beards are cute doesn't mean that most people
do. I love
do.
Guys with beards.
Do you?
Oh, my gosh.
See, I have an overabundance of testosterone, I assume, because I grow facial hair like no man's business.
So you should just let it grow.
Well, I cannot... My father looks like Ted Kaczynski when he first came out of that little shack in the woods. I mean, he's like, blow, Grizzly Adams in the house. And I'd be down with that look, but I think it would make me look older than I already do look. And I look kind of elderly now. I haven't been carded for anything in quite some time. And that's kind of cool at first.
Well, you should shave.
Yeah, but if I shaved, then I would have to shave. These areas are the most difficult to shave right here because they have the most curves. And I have to shave on a constant basis. Like, every other day, if I want to look anywhere near okay, every third day I can get away with. But I have to shave
awesome.
A lot. And if I... Don't patronize me.
No, it's really interesting. Like
some people don't have to shave
so
at all.
Weird.
Some guys don't have to shave at all. They for whatever reason, they can get away with shaving once a week, twice a week with some of them. And even if they don't go for a long time, all they get is this little porn mustache, like right over their lip and around here.
Porn mustache?
Yeah, it's a porn mustache. Ever seen a porn mustache?
No.
It's like a very thin little mustache.
You know, you're traumatizing me. Stop it.
All right, I won't talk about porn mustaches. But.
My friend's a stripper.
That's cool.
I don't know. I was actually upset about it.
Really?
I was upset about it because she didn't tell me. She told Peter, and she told Peter not to tell me.
Yeah.
And that hurt my feelings. She told
Well, it's probably just because she's embarrassed or something.
I know probably it was because she didn't want me to, like, be mean to her or talk about it. But
You have a view that there's something wrong with stripping?
No, I don't. And that's why, like, my feelings are kind of hurt.
Like, she thought that you had a view that you don't have.
Yeah, and I'm like...
Are you a feminist? Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Yes.
Okay,
well, it's like, that means that women can do whatever they want. And if
no, I'm not saying, out, like, I'm not saying that, like, it's a choice I would make for myself.
No.
But, I'm okay with it. Like,
okay, so
I don't
if a woman makes
that
choice, you're not going to cast aspersions.
No, I don't think she's, like,
well, there are some. There are some feminists out there that believe that that should be illegal, that you shouldn't even be allowed to do that. Same thing with pornography. You know?
Well, I see, I mean, I see that perspective. I'm not...
You don't agree with it.
I don't know, like, it's, I think it's a very,
it's not the best choice in the world, but working at McDonald's isn't the best choice in the world either. It doesn't mean we'd make it illegal.
Yeah, I mean, I know she makes good money.
Yeah.
I know that she feels very safe.
Yeah.
I'm like, and those things are good.
Yeah.
I'm glad of that.
Yeah.
So.
I was trying to draw it into the abstract, as in what, you know, stripping in general means too, but. Because, you know, whenever you talk about it as in, like, well, my friend is doing it, normally you have a lot more of a tendency towards acceptance if your friend's doing it as opposed to some stranger, somebody you don't know, because you personalize it.
Honestly, like, stripping doesn't bother me. I think it would be like, I'm now a porn star.
What's wrong with that?
Like, I don't know, that would weird me out a little
Why?
Bit.
Maybe
know,
it's because
so you believe something, but you don't move on.
Maybe because it implies, like, you're actively... Doesn't Or, well, no, I guess you could just be like a model or or something.
You could do that, but that's not, I mean.
Let's talk serious porn here. Yeah. Hardcore porn.
Yeah, I think, like, I think that would make
I'm having sex on television.
Yeah, well, not television, but TV. Yeah. And it's recorded and it's put out there for gropey old men to view in the darkness of their own home.
Yeah, but I think maybe that's just because, you know, we have such a generalized association with that that's just, you know, that, that's so negative, you know?
But it shouldn't
be. It's like,
well, if,
I think
what
if you like the attention and, it, you know, if it makes you happy, then it's like, you know, more power to you. I want to see some. I don't know.
It's that, like, a lot of porn is so, so bad. Like, in so many ways, you
like
know?
What?
Like,
and feel free to, well, you know, bail on this if you don't want to get into specifics, but what do you find
I just think that, like, it misrepresents sexuality and gender to...
Of course it does. Do you, if anyone who watches porn to get any sort of idea as to what sexuality, gender, and healthy relationships
are. I mean, that's why people don't want children to see it. It's because they want children to develop, like, maybe semi-realistic ideas of, like, men and women themselves, the rest of the world.
Well, we have. That's why you can't, you know, get porn until you're 18, 21. I mean,
or when you're 11, because you now have a family computer.
Well, but that, but that's a problem, obviously, and there are ways to solve
that. That's what it is, and, like, if I knew somebody that was, like, I don't know, that would make me uncomfortable because of that. Like, if you and your boyfriend or whatever want to go...
little kids would see it?
No, but because I just think that it's... I think that people in general are very irresponsible and, like, don't think, so... I mean, I don't know. That's why it would make me uncomfortable.
I understand.
Because I would feel like I knew somebody
that was... You're contributing to a problem, then. Namely, the fact that children are...
No, it's not about children. It's about people in general. Okay. Like, I mean, because these things are so far out there and so screwed up, the...
That they create ideas in people which are unrealistic and
therefore
in society.
And I think that people really do see that and think that that's normal or okay or whatever, and I don't think it is. And that's what would make me uncomfortable.
I
mean, a fantasy is fantasy and that's fine, but when, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and when fantasy crosses over into reality, people can't separate the two. There's something very wrong with that.
Yes.
Okay,
so that's the job of a psychologist. I guess the one thing that I really like about porn is encryption technology that's arisen because of it, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Continue.
No, I was going to say that I have heard similar arguments to say that, you know, role playing is wrong and there's something icky and not acceptable about it on those same basis, because at a point in time a person cannot distinguish between reality
and
pretend.
I'm not saying that this is anything that you can regulate should necessarily be regulated. I'm just saying that
it's a problem. Yeah, and it is a cognitive problem that stretches into areas bigger than pornography. I mean, I think it's a general problem with individuals on a psychological level, like Ash said, that is causing the problem. And if you really want to treat what the problem is, treat that, because if it isn't the pornography, if it isn't the role playing, they're going to see something else. It's going to be on the TV, or it's going to be them walking down the street.
Well, I mean, certainly with the arguments, I guess that, and it would make me uncomfortable to know someone that felt like those things were okay.
Yeah.
Or would say, I don't care whether they're okay or not, I'd make a lot of money. Like, that wouldn't make me
The other thing is, though, is that I have to hope that the people who think it's a problem are not going to buy it, and enough people will have the general intellect to not support it and not buy it, and then you won't have these problems with people having to buy it and regulate it and things like that, because it'll just disappear.
It never will.
Well, that's because there's a segment of the population that wants it and likes it, and unless you're willing to accept a paternalistic viewpoint and saying, I know what's best for you and I'm going to tell you what's best for you, it's always going to exist and it's going to be there. In that case, I think the cure is worse than the disease, namely, you know, big Johnny government telling you, no, you can't watch that because I think it's bad for you. It's like smoking and drinking and drug use and all the other nonsense.
I mean, I do think you're right. I do think it's a much bigger problem. Like, my friend is a stripper. She usually works the day. Mm-hmm. Like, she hardly ever works at night. She has, like, regular customers.
Yeah.
Like, who, she, at least from what she said, and that I've heard from, like, reading things about the sex business in general, not just stripping, is that they just want somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is wrong with our society if, like, you're hiring, like, a prostitute or an escort or you're going to the strip joint because you have no one to talk to, or you have a family but you don't feel like you can talk to them? Like, we have a much bigger problem than somebody's boobs getting shaken around for money.
And that's true. And unfortunately, pornography is an outlet for a lot of other social problems and individual problems that are not addressed in a more productive and creative way. It's a nasty patch job. It's kind of like using, you know, alcohol or any other drug to self-medicate yourself. You know, it's not, there's another problem there that you need to address, and the drug use is just something you're trying to do to make up for it. If you want to really get at the drug use, treat what's creating the person or causing the person to use drugs in the first place, and that'll get you a heck of a lot better of a result.
But we as a society don't care.
No, well,
like, we don't.
It's
otherwise,
cheaper,
we wouldn't.
It's cheaper and easier to deal with the symptoms than it is the actual problems. Because to deal with the actual problem, you would need a level of governmental control that people would find unacceptable in some cases.
I don't think it's even necessarily that. I think it's looking out for someone who's not you that people in our society aren't willing to do.
Well, but, I mean, I can see that. If you want to accept that society is selfish and kind of self-centered on me, 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 then yeah, I think it's more apt to say that people don't have, people, you have to be willing to say, you need help, you need help, you need help, and who's going to be that one person who decides who needs help and who doesn't? It's real easy in a lot of cases when you come to problems like homelessness or poverty. Yeah, obviously they need some help, but when you get into more fundamental issues like, you know, freedom of choice, you know, privacy, when you get into those issues, it's much harder to say that I know what's best for you, and I can think up ways to help you, and I'm going to kind of impose them on you, because, you know, maybe somebody doesn't want to be helped. I mean, at what point in time does the individual have the right to say, piss on you, society, I don't care if what you think is best for me, I want to sit here and destroy myself, or it's me, and if
I mean, I think it's very obvious that there is a line somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not very easy to choose, but I think we can look around at all levels and all parts of this country that there are some serious problems, and everyone will accept that, but no one will accept responsibility or a solution.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to pay for it, and no one wants to say, I think that's right. They'd rather just dance around.
Apathy. Mm-hmm. Apathy, take away. Placate a man's pleasures, and you can take away his free will. So what do you want to do for eats? I'm starving.
You didn't want cookies?
No, I don't. My female, if I ever wish to attract a member of the opposite sex, jamming cookies down my gullet is not the way to do it. And although the two of you are lucky enough not to have this problem, as you have ensnared two young men, I still have not. So I must be asked.
You better work on that to get two.
I don't know. My boyfriend has
a little gut?
Yeah,
my boyfriend said I made it fat. I think that's because he was angry.
No, because he has a girlfriend. Why the hell does he need to keep looking good?
Well, to keep the girlfriend.
He's like, I got...
Are you saying that we'll never leave him once we...
What I'm saying is if you leave him, it will most likely not be because he is fat and ugly. Because my exposure to females leads me to believe that if he is there for you emotionally, then you are willing to overlook other such problems. Now let us reverse the tables and put you in the fat chair and him in the non-fat chair. A man will go, she got fat, I need to move out, I need to trade up. We are a much more physically based sex.
I mean,
than you.
I think men are definitely more visual, but I could name it multiple couples that I have known where one or the other party has put on a significant amount of weight and the other party has not cared.
No, because that is called love. And if you can look through the false physical facade to the truly beautiful individual beneath them, then you can find something very important.
What is that face
for?
This
is the most beautiful conversation.
Yeah, and that is how the one have it and is single. Speaking of which, y'all should put some shoes on, because I want to take both of you out, and then you can, like, fight over me in public, and then I can, like, pick up a third woman and leave with her. And that'll make her really hot and everything, and then you guys can get a meal out of it. And, you know. Come on, help me out here.
Cool. Wait,
Anyone, you can have a cat fight with each other.
Okay. I would still have a cat. I mean, we can stage a cat fight.
Yeah, see? Definitely.
I mean, if we can, like, it's stage not attract a woman.
Yes, it, the one, the kind I'm looking for, it will. Because no. She'll be turning around and go, oh, they're fighting over that well-dressed man over there.
Do you really
there.
Want a girl like that? I don't know. Like,
I didn't say I want a meaningless sexual encounter at this stage of the game.
Oh, okay.
I'm not looking for a home run. I just want to get the first thing. Sick delusion that everything's okay and then actually try to work towards making it
okay. Well, no, it's hopeless. So I might as well do what makes